Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
When we talked to Mayor Caggiano in Bristol, I don't know if it was, I think it was on Monday, and we talked about things going on in Bristol. And it turns out, you know, we learned recently that Ellen Zappo Sasu is going to run again in Bristol. She's the former mayor of Bristol, then was the town manager in Enfield. And again, there's a third candidate, Derek Jones, and we'll have him on as well. Obviously we want to give equal time. And it's an important race, an important city right next door to us here at WTIC. Ellen joins us now on Brian and Company. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian.
First of all, you know, you left Enfield. I don't know if it's been over a year, right? I mean, what have you been up to?
Since leaving Enfield, I've done a bunch of interesting things. A lot of consulting, some in government, some in nonprofit grant writing consulting, and then I actually did a 6-month interim gig with the Board of Pardons and Parole. And that was really interesting as well. So right now I'm wrapping up a project for the town of Manchester and a housing grant that went into the state's community investment fund, and wrapping those up and getting ready to campaign for the summer.
Now, you know, in Enfield, is that sort of like the protocol, like if the leadership of the town sort of changes parties, that you just sort of defer and let them pick their own players type thing? Is that how it usually works?
I think it works that way in a majority of cases. I really wanted to stay. I loved my time in Enfield. It was great. But I think the new leadership definitely was moving in a direction from, you know, policy and personal compass was probably going to be, you know, a little more difficult for me. I really liked the mayor. We got along very well, the newly elected mayor, as well as the Democratic and the Republican mayor. But I definitely felt that it would probably be best to start fresh there as opposed to staying there and then having it develop and then, you know, potentially be fired. So that was definitely heavy on my mind in Enfield.
You know, so why do you want to do this? I mean, 2 terms, again, we're talking with Ellen Zappo Sasu here, Democratic candidate for mayor in Bristol. Why go at it again?
Well, I think, you know, in 4 years, you sit back, and I always respected the voice of the voters, and they wanted a change in 21. I think there was a big backlash from 20. And, you know, so you sit back and you say, okay, you know, that sounds good. But I think in terms of the analogy that I can use for Bristol is that I'm going to use my daughter. She bought a house. She has a huge black lab. And she needed a vacuum. And she went out and she bought this really flashy vacuum. You can see all the particles sucked up into it. It's lightweight, it's colorful, and it worked for a little while. And guess what? Now she's calling me all the time because she wants to borrow my vacuum. It's large, it's clunky, it has all these attachments, it's heavy, but it works. And I think that that's the best analogy in that you bought something shiny and now it's not working anymore. And there's a lot of people who have approached me about, you know, what went offline? Why are taxes increasing 3 years in a row? Why is the grand list not growing? We left Jeff's administration a blueprint of projects. Every single thing that is developed downtown started with my administration and my council. And those projects take time to percolate. And I'll never forget that during that summer of 21, so many people said to me, you need to get shovels in the ground. You've got to get something started. Government doesn't work that way. There's plans, there's specifications, there's site plan reviews, there's infrastructure, there's utilities, you know, everything that was buried under that 17 acres from the previous urban renewal in the 1960s. All of that takes time. So he is now to the victor go the spoils, the actual plan that is unfolding and is now doing exactly what we wanted it to do, which was spur other economic development. So you see restaurants coming in, and some of the very large business owners in town are investing in their properties, and there's a lot of self-started economic development. People are out there, and they're marketing their own buildings without the city having to do a lot, and those spaces are filling as well. The Rockwell Theater at Memorial Boulevard, which was restored, is one of my other keystone projects. That is providing economic spinoff. People are in the restaurants before shows, after shows. And then there's other dormant buildings, like what the D'Amato Construction Company did with 10 Main Street. It used to be a Barnes factory. It Webster transformed it into one of their technology centers,
right.
But there weren't any people coming in and out of it. And so now you have three floors occupied, a restaurant in the bottom floor. So the stakeholders who have been here are doing work as well as, you know, us trying to attract people in. And I think that that plan is working.
We're tight on time. So basically, I want to summarize, and then I have a specific question for you. So you're saying the bulk of what's happening now was germinated in your administration.
And we have all the documentation to prove that. Yes.
The other question I had, listen, I talk to tons of municipalities all the time. And we know that real estate valuations have gone up everywhere. And so that there's a direct impact on taxation. Some towns have, you know, trying to figure out what to do. Some have, you know, changed the mill rate, whatever. And if you're going to be critical about the tax increases, my question is, and he said that, well, you know, you said 3 years in a row. He said earlier in the week that, well, six out of the last 8 years taxes have gone up, which included your administration. But I don't care about that necessarily. What I care about is how would you handle this increase in real estate values?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Well, so there's a two-part to that answer. Jeff and I both had a reval during our 4 years as mayor. His median increase was 23.2%. Mine was 2.98%. His average is 26.92%, and mine was 2.9%. And I know this because we FOI'd all pre- and post-revaluation property values from the tax assessor, sorted them by residential, and calculated the tax base based on the mill rate. So for people in Bristol, there are over, out of the 19,000 parcels, 2,000 homes had a 40% or greater tax increase. That's unsustainable. So here's what you do. You look at all of the fiscal indicators, and you start figuring out how you can shift that burden from the residential to the commercial. And, you know, there's no more COVID funds. We both dealt with reval, as I said, and these increasing housing crises. But during that time, I was still able to fund education, and his tax increases are much higher. So I guess when you look at what's possibly happening as Bristol goes through another reval in 2027, the economic development drivers are huge. And I heard that he mentioned, you know, there's all these new businesses, you know, coming in, 507 businesses. Well, you know, I looked at that, and he's talking about Secretary of State registration. Those are not new businesses. Those are people who may be working out of their home who have nonprofits. And I looked up three of them, and two of them are property maintenance. Another one of them is, you know, an LLC that reorganized after the death of a business owner in town, and their family reorganized. That is not real businesses. Real businesses is filling vacancies and making sure that the businesses are paying their right. fair share of the grand list. And that's not been happening.
So we're out of time, unfortunately, and I appreciate the conversation and would like it to continue. You know, last election cycle, we did a debate live on the air at Parkside. I don't know if you'd be willing to do that this cycle.
Well, I'd like to think that we could do it every month if possible.
Okay,
there's a lot to talk about.
So you'd be open to it. All right. Listen, Ellen, I really appreciate the time, and I look forward to continuing the conversation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.